The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get passionate about sports talk. This is Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. These two talk with the experts and are the experts when it comes to what's hot, what's next, and what will be in the sports world. Let's get this show on the road. Here's Luther and Micah.
Starting a little late this week due to technical difficulties, but welcome everyone to the show. It's another episode of Cheap Shots, a very special one, Luther, I might add. What's happening, Luther? Are you there? Can we hear you?
Well, what pisses me off is I got home nice and early and got all set up, and I played with Cam for a little while so he wouldn't feel the need to come and attack me in the room. And the stupid, my Skype wouldn't work properly. So I'm calling in for like the fourth time in a row. It's really annoying.
Well, we'll have to see maybe it's the new house. That's what I'm thinking.
I think so. Plus, I have a different computer. I've got a work laptop, and I just now had him set me up with Skype at work. So there's a possibility that some plugins aren't proper because they block everything.
Awesome.
So, whatever.
Anyway, we got plenty to talk about. We can even do some NBA tonight, Luther. There's lots to talk about in the NFL, too, because OTAs. I think everybody except the Rams have OTAs this week. Yep. NBA Finals. It's kind of the finals already, Luther. Are we being irresponsible by saying, wait, let's see how it plays out?
No, not really. You still have to see how it plays out. And if Atlanta had any balls, we could have at least that series be 2-1. But now there's no coming back from 3-0, not with LeBron on that other team. That's not happening. I know people want to say whatever they need to say about him, but that's not happening.
Nah, they'll definitely get through to the finals. I mean, them, I guess who they face is that it's not really a question. I think Golden State's just going to take care of business. I don't see Houston coming back.
Nah, and I tell you what, if Houston didn't shoot ridiculously lights out last night, they still had it. They almost still had a chance to bring that thing down to 5 with less than a couple minutes left, amazingly, after all that. So
it looks like it's going to be Golden State, LeBron. I mean, that's what we want to see, right? You want to see Steph Curry and LeBron go at it, the two superstars.
Well, I actually wanted to see the Clippers and Golden State go at it. I know that's not the finals, but I really wanted to see that because they just don't like each other.
Right.
And that would have been fun. But, yeah, it's the East is so weak, but don't get started because I'm so sick of guys. This isn't a knock on LeBron. He's carrying that weak team with his top two, his second and third option injured, and that shows you how weak the East is. But he's taking advantage of it, and even the other night he missed his first 10 shots. Shot horribly, and I don't know why he's jacking up so many threes. Made a humongous three and then a layup to win the game. I mean, a 38-18-13 triple-double, that's a monster night from LeBron. Monster.
It is, but that's what he's going to have to do that. I don't think they have any choice. He has to do that stuff for them to have any chance. But you're right, the East is weak because he's still just stomping. I mean, they're going to sweep them, probably.
Yep.
And so when they get through to Golden
Atlanta
State,
Atlanta has overachieved, and they should, there are no moral victories. They should hold their heads up high. They overachieved this year.
And, yeah, they probably
good
did.
Good for them, man. Good for them.
I'm curious what happens when the Cavs play Golden State or even Houston. You just look at, if you watch any of these series, any of these games, the style of play is so different. I mean, Golden State and Houston, it's up and down the court, up and down the court. Let's fire threes. Oh, I hit one from behind my back. I just chucked it up and it went.
But the East is different, you know, even as weak as they are, the top teams in the East play grind it out and play defense. And that would be the Bulls and the Heat. And, you know, Atlanta as well. Atlanta plays a little bit of a different style, but when you talk about the other top teams in the East, that's kind of what they do. It's a different style, so it's going to be interesting. One is 3-1, one is 3-0. If that's what happens, more than likely it's going to happen. So I'm really interested to see. Yeah.
Well, here's a question for you, because if Golden State was an NCAA team, my bracket would probably have them out in the second or third round. They are so reliant on three.
Yeah, but that's the misnomer about Golden State. Golden State is a defensive team that shoots lights out. They're not your typical run-it-up three-point team that doesn't play any defense and they just want to outscore you. They defend the hell out of the basketball. That's the big, big difference. And I know you're not a huge basketball guy, and that would be easy for you to miss. Golden State defends the hell out of the basketball. That's why Golden State can win that way. Even look at last night. Houston was hitting everything, and they clamped down a little bit and started making shots and had that game down at, 7-5? Golden State is different. However, I would knock you for saying, look, they rely on jump shots too much. I can't trust them. That makes a ton of sense.
But this is why I'm not saying that. If it was the NCAA tournament, I would, because it only has to go off
game,
once.
Because it's one game. You're right.
Exactly.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I should let you speak your mind. You're right. You're 100% right.
100% so the faucet right can go that. Off for a couple games, and you're still all right.
Yep.
So that's not as worrisome at the pro level. I do want to see the two different styles play against each other, though. I really do. Yep. I mean, some of these – Golden State is – I'm trying to think if I can remember seeing a team hit shots like this.
God, it's crazy. I like it, man. I like watching them play.
They are. They're fun to watch. And it should be a good finals, although, you know, like you said, it really is LeBron and some dudes. It's going to be tough to win a championship literally by yourself.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Who's going to help?
Tell you what.
And when you have
a guy like LeBron, and you have enough shooters around you, and you defend as well, you can win if you've got a superstar. You've got LeBron on your team, and you've got J.R. Smith. Say whatever you want about J.R.'s brain, J.R. can shoot the rock. You've got Shumpert, who's all of a sudden making jump shots, and he's a really good defender. You've got Tristan Thompson, who's like a mini Rodman out there. You've got Dellavedova, who's also making shots and being grimy. Then you can get Mike Miller hot for, you know, 8 minutes a game, because that's all he's going to get you. You've got James Jones coming in, and all he needs to do is make shots. You've got enough people around the superstar. If that superstar can carry you so far when your other guys can get involved and get going. Now, on the other side of the ball, they've got a lot of scoring, and they've got a pretty good star on that team. Not saying I'm calling him Dell Curry. Not saying Steph Curry is a superstar at the level of LeBron, but the guy can fill it up.
Yeah, he's something else. He really is something else.
Speaking of the Cavs series.
Wait, let's get to it on the other side. We got to take a break because we got the short break for the first segment because we have our technical difficulties. So
there you go.
Save that thought, and we'll get Luther's LeBron comments on the other side. We'll be right back.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about LeBron when we get back. I'm talking about the Al Horford Corpus ejection.
Okay, we'll get to the Al Horford ejection on the other side. We'll be right back.
Cool. Peace.
internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
It's the third week in May, and on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, presented by Outdoor Channel, we're talking hogs, dogs, and the American dream.
And we'll be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North of Saving Private Canine on Sportsman Channel.
Plus wild hog experts Billy Higginbotham, Dr. Jack Mayer, and Dustin Bergen of Addictive Hunting out of Oklahoma.
And it's presented to you by
Outdoor Channel at OutdoorChannel.com.
Friday afternoons at 1 Pacific time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
What do you want to talk about with the Horford thing?
Do you think that was probably one of the worst ejections ever in basketball?
Well, I think I'm going to give you the obvious answer, which I didn't see it.
Oh, you suck.
I didn't see it. So what did he do? Tell us. Tell the people that didn't see it.
Okay, so Matthew Dellavedova, he plays for Cleveland. He's a scrappy little dude, a little rugby guy. I'm going to send you an email while we're doing this. And he knows how to get under people's skin. He does a little sneaky stuff. He did the leg clipping of Taj Gibson in the previous series, and Gibson reacted and got ejected. The other night, he dove into Kyle Korver's legs and put him out for the series. Now, the other night, I don't think that was necessarily too bad. Well, two nights ago, playing in Cleveland, he's tied up with Al Horford for a rebound, and he clearly rolled back into Horford's knee. Horford reacted, was about to throw an elbow on him, barely hit him on the side of his shoulder area. Dellavedova flops down as if he's dead. So they watch the replay and they decide that they're going to kick him out and then give Dellavedova a tech. So if Dellavedova didn't do anything to worthy kind of a reaction, why are you kicking him? Why are you giving him a technical foul? You're basically saying Al Horford did something that warrants an ejection, right? Because it was unconscious.
Yeah, you know what's funny is I did see
the other guy a tech. Why did the other guy get a tech if he didn't do anything?
Right. Right. No, I actually did see this. I actually watched this live, and I just didn't remember it.
Oh, you're such a jackass. I'm sorry. This is the NBA. As much as I hate when they say, oh, that's a playoff foul, it shouldn't be called tonight, this is the NBA playoffs. What are you doing?
I mean,
why are you so involved in the game? We shouldn't even know these officials' names, but yet we know all of them.
I think he put the official in a bad position, and I think – should he be ejected? Probably
not,
but he gets the elbow in there, little Luther.
What?
He gets a little...
That's not an ejection. People get elbowed every play. Did you see that?
What? Yeah, but when you're boxing out and jockeying for position, elbows get thrown. I get that. That's part of it. This is, he kind of went down and there was enough in there that he made the official do something that might not have been right.
That's a technical foul. That's all that is. Probably. We're not talking whether he did something wrong or right. That's a technical foul, and that's it.
I think I probably agree with that, Luther, but you also don't know, was he warned about something else? Was there, you know, something else going on? The ref was like, that's it, I'm clearing this up.
No, that's not what happened. They watched the replay and said, oh, that was an ejectionable, that's a flagrant two. That wasn't a, oh, I'm kicking you out right now. They watched the replay for 15 minutes and finally decided after 15 minutes, all right, we're going to kick him out. What were you looking at for 15 minutes that we all didn't see?
I wouldn't be surprised if they were on the phone with the league office.
They are. They're watching. They're watching. The replay is centralized now.
Okay, so the NBA is doing that. I know they do that in hockey.
It's ridiculous. That's not an ejectionable offense. I'm sorry. That's terrible.
Well, here's the good news. But, you're down 3-0. It didn't matter.
Oh, I don't care about that right now. I just want to talk about that play because they lost that game in overtime without probably their best player.
Right.
It was the only game they had a chance to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's close, and people, you can YouTube it, and I'm sure it comes up. It's kind of close as he does bring the elbow down a little bit, and I guess they decided they're not having it. So Luther's on record as thinking that's a dumb ejection. Moving on, NBA draft. Let's keep it with basketball, Luther. What do you think of the lottery?
I don't think of the lottery.
All right. So the Timberwolves got the first pick. Lakers get the second pick. I think it's safe to say they're going bigs.
I don't know. I'm hearing they'd like that, like one of those guards, but I don't think there's any chance they pass up these two bigs.
I don't think you can. I mean, it was a D'Angelo Russell and then Emmanuel Mudiay are probably.
Yeah.
If they do. All right, so let's say they do. Let's say they take Russell, the Lakers take Russell or whatever. Do the Sixers grab another big man?
What else? I mean, the Sixers have brainwashed the Philadelphia fans, by the way. Because the other night I talked about what are they doing, and they're like, oh, they're stockpiling assets. When the hell have you ever heard fans talk about assets when it's come to sports? What are the Sixers now, Goldman Sachs? They're talking about, yes, it will be. You just stockpile assets. And then what? Then what? Trade them for LeBron? Because there's nobody out there you're going to get for stockpiling these so-called assets. I think it's the dumbest thing. But that's just me.
Well, it's kind of like with Chip Kelly. You got to see the plan play out.
What plan? It's stockpiling assets, as they've said. I don't see the plan.
The plan was to get rid of everything, hopefully get high picks, and then use those picks on good players, I guess. And
exactly.
Along the way,
so why
you draft.
Why don't you get 1,000 big men and let Shaq play point guard?
Well, look, I'm fine with two big men. I think you can make that work.
They've got two big men. They've got one overseas. If one of these big men slip to them, they're going to take that big man, and then they're going to roll it for who? Who's going to trade for Noel Nolens and give you a star?
I don't think Nerlens Noel by himself gets you a star. I'm more of thinking that you're drafting these guys hoping they become stars. Nerlens Noel is already one of the best defenders in the NBA. He's really, really good. Offensively, you're going to be wanting more, but that's what Embiid is for.
He's really – what exactly has Embiid done to show this offense? That's what I'm saying. What have they done? That's what everybody in Philly is trying to tell me I'm an idiot for questioning this. They keep talking about this, and I'm like, what has he done?
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm telling you, this is what
you, not you per se, they're saying, and I'm questioning stuff, not saying I'm right or wrong, but I can't question it because these guys will be stars. Embiid is the next Elijah one. Embiid is hurt.
Yeah, and don't think a 7-footer with back and foot problems doesn't scare the hell out of me.
Exactly, but he's a larger one. Why? Because you've seen him play four times.
Look, I have high hopes for Embiid. I think he could be a great player. I worry most about his health. You sat out an entire year. That's not a stub toe. I'm fine. They traded Michael Carter-Williams, but did you hear at the end of the season Brett Brown made a comment? After the last game, like, you know, I'm not here to coach gypsies. So I think he's an excellent coach. And I think at some point he's going to be tired of this and say, at some point we got to play. At some point we have to put guys on the court.
I think he's reached that point.
I think he's close to it, Luther. I think he is. What's he going to do? You're telling him year in and year out, not only am I giving you garbage to coach, it's going to be new garbage every 2 weeks because they shuffle in new guys. They don't even have the same garbage.
And he's been playing hard. How much more can one man take?
Nothing. I mean, usually when you see teams in losing situations, you're like, geez, how long is this coach going to last? It's the complete opposite with this situation. How much longer is Brett Brown going to take of this crap?
Right.
And they got to make – at some point, they got to get him on. And I think next year, you better start to see improvement. I don't know that there's any – they have cap room, so you could add a free agent if you're starting to get some good players out there, like Kawhi Leonard. I mean, who's out there? I mean, having cap money is great. If there's nothing to spend it on, that doesn't help you.
And that's another thing everybody's talking about. The cap room will have blah, blah, blah. Guess what's about to happen? The cap is about to explode. Everybody's right. Going to have cap room.
Right.
So are you going to decide to go to the tanking team? No,
to get a free agent.
You're going to decide to go play a few years with LeBron, KD.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They're going to have – somebody would have to see a corner being turned. It started a little bit last year as Nerlens got better. That's why they didn't get the number one pick. They started to win a few games. Other than Nerlens and Embiid, I mean, what do you – anyway, you traded MCW, which I'm fine with because he can't shoot. Which, by the way, the other
And people have seen Moutier so many times that they know he can't shoot. They've seen him play in an all-star game. But I've seen more of that kid from Ohio State, and I don't really like him that much. But that's just me.
Well, good
news
for the
Sixers. Just reading every single little story and going, oh, he's so great. Wait, where did you see him play? How do you know this? What are you reading?
Well, that there's truth to that. I always just look and see what other people that are smarter than me think. I mean, Charles Barkley thinks
Charles Barkley is a terrible scout.
All right, he said Russell, he's the best player in the draft.
He's not the best player in the draft.
Maybe he's not. I'm just saying that if I had only your opinion to go on, I wouldn't be in a great mood because that's who the Sixers are probably getting.
I got you.
He can shoot. He can distribute the ball. But, you know, reading about Moutier, like, yeah, he can't. He's not very good from beyond the arc, and he doesn't shoot free throws very well. I'm thinking, I don't want a point guard that can't shoot a free throw. No thanks. Jeez. So we'll see what happens with that. I mean, if you look, if Minnesota can add a player, you know, maybe they're starting to do something up there. The Lakers, I still think, I'm not sure. I mean, you got to get someone that can play right now. Do you think are you getting anything out of Kobe? Like, what do you think is left of the Lakers right now?
Oh, God, nothing. They need to rebuild.
Are you getting anything out of Kobe?
No. What are you going to get? Kobe is hurt. What do we know? He's been hurt for 3 straight years, right?
Right.
He's almost done. I mean, he's a great player, was a great player. He's done. What is he going to do now?
No, I think he's broken down. If you look, he was drafted in 96, so you're coming up on 20 years. I mean, he's got a lot of minutes logged in the NBA.
He's got a ton of minutes logged, and, you know, good for Kobe. He's done great.
Well, for sure, but, I mean, also consider how many extra years do you think are on his tires just from playoffs? How many playoffs?
I'd rather have extra years on my tires from 5 championships than not. Don't you agree?
Yeah, of course I agree. I'm just saying that kind of – it's not just the 19 seasons or whatever he's played. You could probably tack on almost 3 more just with all the extra basketball that he's played because they've been
Absolutely.
Winning.
Absolutely. Good problem to have.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to be left of them. I guess they're going to grab one of the
– I can tell you what I do know, and it's like death and taxes. The Bobcats / Hornets are going to draft average guy.
Where did they sit? What was their selection?
9.
9. You know what? The sad thing is the draft's just not the same as when we were younger, where it's a little better than it was when they had all the high schoolers. It was like, remember there was a few years where it was almost all high schoolers and Europeans. And I don't know any. I didn't watch European basketball, and I didn't watch any high school basketball last year. So I guess I don't know who these guys are. It's a little better than it was, but it's just so top heavy. You get a few guys at the top of the draft that are pretty damn good. Maybe some years are better than others, but you still have a draft like the John Wall draft in 2010, where it's like, oh, the Sixers got the second pick. Awesome, because there's only one good guy in the draft.
Yep.
Although for the record, DeMarcus Cousins would have been the better pick, but. I guess we got to come up on a break at this point. We a little late for break? Anyway. Yeah, I think we are a little late for break. So let's take a break, Luther. Oh, we got 1 minute to the break? Man, we're running late. I do want to get into football, though, Luther. And before I do have enough time before the break to tell you this. Did you see that the Bills are giving Tyrod Taylor some first-team snaps?
Who's their other quarterback?
Well, they got Matt Castle and... You'd think E.J. Manuel would be there, the guy pushing Castle, but Whaley, the GM, was saying, well, we want to get everyone a little chance. And would it, really? Tyrod Taylor?
Wow.
I think when I see stuff like that, I think LeSean McCoy is going to shoot up fantasy football draft boards because they don't think they have a quarterback, and they're just going to run him and run him and run him.
Wow.
So, yeah, we can get – you know what? I kind of do want to look at that when we get back after the break, Luther, some of the NFL stuff because we've really had free agencies done. We've had the draft, and we can finally start to assess who's going to look like what. You know, Chip's plan's kind of playing itself out. So,
yeah,
let's look at that on the other side. We'll talk a little football because I think I was very generous with my basketball time tonight. So I think I've earned some football time.
Whatever, dude. Take your break so I can go get me a beer.
We'll be right back after the break.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need to bitch his ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Surfing is taking the world by storm. It's not just the sport itself, but the culture that surrounds it. From music to fashion, art, and competition. Surf Talk Show is a place that will showcase it all. Your hosts are JJ and the Doctor, two surfing enthusiasts who have lived and traveled the lifestyle and culture. They'll bring you the knowledge and entertainment that'll keep you riding the wave. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. on the West Coast, 2 p.m. East Coast on Voice America Sports.
Sports and medicine go hand in hand. Quite simply, if you aren't up to your game health-wise, you won't be up to your game on the field. That's where Bruce the Sports Doc comes in. Dr. Bruce Grossinger uses his medical training and experience to bring you a link between sports and medicine, from the latest advances and treatments to discussion behind the injuries of the week. Bruce the Sports Doc and his team of guest experts are here each week to lay it on the line in terms that you can understand. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
I mean, what is this dude thinking, Luther? I just saw this during the break. Ray McDonald got cut by the Bears on Memorial Day weekend because he got another domestic violence arrest. These keep happening.
He's a damn asshole.
He's a bad, bad person.
How many women are he going to beat up?
So here's what happened. They're saying now keep in mind, You know you're in hot water. I'm sure the Bears made it very clear when they signed you, because if you don't know, Ray McDonald had a domestic violence charge before that was dropped due to lack of evidence, not because he didn't do it. He had a sexual assault charge last year that finally the Niners said, okay, that's too much. We can't have this. So nothing, I don't think anything ever came of that either. So the Bears signed him. He didn't last long. So he's got this domestic violence charge that happened over the weekend. He allegedly broke through a bedroom door to get to his ex-fiance and their infant, and he tried to take the kid. I mean, you broke, knowing your situation with your employer, you allowed yourself to get so pissed about something that you broke through a door and went after your ex-fiance and tried to take the kid.
I don't know, dude. I just don't know. Mike, I don't know.
I mean,
Know what to say.
I mean, something's really wrong when, first of all, this stuff keeps happening. But you have to know. I mean, you just don't care at that point. And I mean, Luther, I mean, is it possible, you know, because you hear about this stuff in the media and she accused him of doing this and blah, blah. And maybe, are there times maybe where the woman makes something up, you know, to get the guy in trouble? Possibly. This is like three times. These things don't continue to happen.
They don't make this stuff up. When it's done over and over and over again,
it doesn't bother her.
It's not made up. This isn't made up.
I mean, nah. If you think about it, a lot of it probably occurs that goes unreported because the women aren't incentivized to have the guy get in trouble, and then he can't play in the NFL, and there goes your money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not right, but that's a logical thing. So
it's a logical thing, though, Micah.
So for her to actually continue to go through and call the police on this guy.
What?
Why are you near her?
What happened?
I just don't get it. Why are you even around her? If these are the things that happen when you're around her, why would you even be around her?
Why don't you just... But you know what? Love is different. And I can understand why he's around. Maybe while he's around. Because it's love, and while it's going on, you can't see anything else. But I'm not saying anything about you beating her or busting through walls. Dude, just leave. Leave.
If she's doing something that wrong, or you're not allowed, she's not letting you see your kid, handle it with an attorney, dude. I mean, handle it with an attorney. So then I saw this. I want to get to this, too. And this is really why the NFL just... you know what, ultimately, Luther? It doesn't matter that the NFL continues to look like a joke, because you and I will sit and talk about how much... The NFL looks like a joke on our couches on Sunday while we're watching football. So who really cares, right?
Right.
It's like, oh, this looks so bad. It doesn't matter. You're still going to watch.
Yep.
So Albert Breer from NFL Network says he expects, you know, Greg Hardy from the Cowboys signed him to a contract, and he was given a 10-game suspension, which ultimately doesn't impact the Cowboys because the contract they gave him protects them from just that kind of crap. So, Albert Breer expects his 10-game suspension to be reduced, quote, by a significant number, end quote, on appeal. Why are you suspending a guy for 10 games if once he says, wait a minute, here, I don't think I should get that. All right, let's make it 6. How do you – what were you thinking the first time?
Don't ask me. Don't even ask me. We've talked about this time and time and time again. We've talked about it. What are they doing, Micah?
I just don't know where these suspensions come from. And look, if you're going to suspend a guy for 6 games, fine. What information didn't you have when you made that? Like, what information is Greg Hardy going to give you that you're like, oh, I didn't even think about this. Let's slash that in half. Seriously.
I'm sorry. I'm not even wanting to laugh. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous, Micah. It is ridiculous.
So whatever. I mean, just the NFL with this stupid – they shouldn't – I don't know. I can't say you shouldn't have an appeal process, but it's just so
dumb.
You
should have an appeal process, but the way that it's handled, it's a joke. Just like you said, it's a complete and utter joke.
Lucky for them, we love football so much that it doesn't really matter
that we're not going to walk away from it.
Exactly.
But Michael, why should we penalize a ton of good guys for the assholes and penalize ourselves for watching something we love? I'm saying there's got to be some type of give, you know? But I get it. I get it. It's not like 25% of us are going to walk away today. We're not.
Because if any one of us walked away, if I walked away, if you walked away, the NFL doesn't know it. They don't feel that. You're right, 25%. It would have to be a large percentage of people walk away. And it's not happening. It's not. So the NFL can continue to be run in whatever manner they want. You know, they're paying taxes
now.
They
can do what they want. They're Randy Moss.
Exactly. They're going to pay taxes now. So even some of what's the word I'm looking for? The collective bargaining, the congressional thing they have, the antitrust isn't going to be that big of a deal anymore. Anyway, so Luther, the we had the draft. We've had free agency. We'll start with the Eagles because I want to look at the NFC East. Where are you right now with this Eagles team? Is this a better team than it was at the end of last season?
I don't know. We don't have a quarterback. Right? We still don't have a healthy quarterback. So that's where it all is with me. Who's our quarterback?
Well, obviously, I think the plan is to go with Bradford.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. We don't know because of who Bradford is. We don't know what's going to happen with Bradford.
Do you think he had any intention when he traded Foles and a second-round pick in addition to fourth and fifth swapping that he had an intention at that point of Bradford being the guy, or do you really think he thought he could flip him?
I think he thought he could flip him.
That's a really big miscalculation, wouldn't you agree? I'm going to trade for this guy. I'm going to get rid of my current quarterback so we can get this guy because I think I can flip him, and you didn't, and now you're holding him. I don't know that that's the case, but I'm kind of with you on that, Luther. I think he thought he could flip him in an effort to get Mariota, and it didn't happen. And I got to be honest, a lot of people listening to sports radio around here in Philly are talking about, well, the Eagles are probably the favorite for the division. And I said, are you kidding me?
How
did you watch Dallas last year?
Dallas out there. Dude, Dallas lost to Marco Murray. Now, that's a big loss. And of course, he flopped teams to the other team we were talking about, but Dallas was a tremendous catch away from being in a championship game.
At a place where they had already won that year. And let's not forget, Russell Wilson did not play well in that game. He threw four interceptions. That would have been a winnable game for the Cowboys. Could they have gone and beaten New England? Yeah, I think they could have. I don't know that they would have, but I think Dallas was a Super Bowl team last year.
Dallas was a Super Bowl team last year.
And
Dallas was a Super Bowl team last year, dude.
And look at what they added. They nabbed what Randy Gregory in the second round, who was probably a top ten talent in the draft.
Easily.
I mean, he's got problems. I mean, I've heard there's some teams that think he has mental health issues. Not funny, but I mean, so yeah, there's a risk there. But it was only a second round pick. So you roll the dice on him. You roll the dice on Lyle Collins. What did the Eagles? Chip said, well, right now there's two people that are dead, and that's what I'm worried about. Don't lie to me. That's not what you're thinking about. Stop it. Everyone with their moral high horse. He wasn't a suspect in it. He was wanted for questioning. Is that good? Probably prefer you didn't. But Lyle Collins didn't even get drafted. So
he didn't even get drafted.
So the Cowboys added him, who a lot of people thought was a first-round talent. Was it Byron Jones? Who's the corner they got?
Byron Jones from Connecticut, right?
Yep. So they added three essentially first-round picks. Well, I guess we could say this every year. You get Sean Lee back. I love Sean Lee. I really think he is such an impact player, but my God, that guy's never healthy. He is never healthy.
Never healthy. He's sick of. If he's ever healthy, boy, look out.
Agreed. I don't know that anybody else has done anything in the division to make me really. I mean, are you concerned about the Giants or the Redskins?
I'm not concerned, but you know they could always make a run. I just don't know what we have. I don't think we're dropping below the second best team, though. I'm a little worried about Bradford, but all you fanboys out there, you can't convince me that he's great because he was the rookie of the year and look at his numbers he put up rookie year. He's been out for two straight years with ACL injuries, and it worries me because I bet his confidence is shot, Micah. I bet his confidence is shot.
Well,
is he afraid to step up in the pocket? Possibly. It's not like the guy's a wimp, but the guy got his knee destroyed twice. He could be the toughest guy we know, but he's a human being, and he's going to think about that every single time out there. Can he run this offense? I bet he can. He was the next. He was the next. Did he have any weapons in St. Louis? No, not many weapons in St. Louis. So we'll see, Micah, if the guy is healthy, this offense doesn't need a great quarterback. It needs someone who can get the ball out and make some of the throws without being a jerk, a jackass out there like Foles was for part of the year, and Sanchez is. He is who he is. He's a very good backup quarterback, and that's who he is. Dude, I'm worried because I just don't know, bro.
His left knee, right?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the problem I have with that. Obviously, that's your plant leg. I mean, that's your upfront leg. So you have to be able to step in and throw with confidence while you have 300-pound guys diving around the knee you just had reconstructed twice. That's human nature. That's like you said, that's human nature. These guys aren't robots.
I'm not saying the guy's a wimp. I'm saying that's human nature. It's two straight years. And his confidence, he's probably thinking his knee is made of cheese. He's probably like, what is going to happen next? It's human nature.
His name
and I'm just, too. I just don't know what the guy's going to do, can do. For our sake, I hope he rocks it. You know what I'm saying? I hope he rocks it for our sake. Because, you know, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan. So,
I'm
working on getting tickets to the Bills game. Eagles, Bills.
Yeah, let's do it. I wonder who the quarterback will be by then. And I remember one of his former quarterback coach, was it Jason White that said it? Came out and said, yeah, I had to talk him out of retirement. First of all, don't say that out loud.
Exactly.
If you're any kind of,
what a jackass.
If you're what any kind of jackass. A friend to the guy.
Jason White, seriously?
I think it was Jason. It was Jason White, right?
Yes.
All right, look, anyway, we got to take a break. We'll get back here and wrap things up on Cheap Shots, but right now we got to take a quick break. We'll see you in a few.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Do you love sports talk?
Can't get enough sports talk?
Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Are you ready for a show that's all about what goes on behind the scenes and how it relates to what you see on the field? Tune in for Nick Ferguson's Secondary Perspective on the Voice America Sports Channel. Our guests will bring you the stories, the opinions, the expertise, and the inspiration behind what you hear in sports news. Find out what happens next. Listen for Nick Ferguson's Secondary Perspective, live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
Yeah, why don't you do that? Why don't you give us a call? 888-346-9144.
LOL.
What's that? LOL?
LOL.
Anyway. So getting back to a little NFL here, Luther, as we wrap things up here, what about your Panthers now? That's your other team.
I don't know. The Panthers are what they are. They're going to be a defensive team. And if they can get some weapons in a normal offense, listen, I am not an excuse maker for a quarterback. I'm definitely not a Cam Newton excuse maker. But he runs that BS offense. Run a normal offense and get him some weapons. Quit letting this guy take so many hits. And they didn't show up their offensive line, but I mean, they're going to be better than most people think. I'm going to tell you that.
What's that?
I think they're going to be better than most people think. Everybody thinks it was a fluke that they won a division because the division was so bad. I think the Panthers had a down year, and they weren't totally crappy. They had a down year with no line. And heck, they went and won a playoff game.
Yeah, I know you're right.
I think this team is going to shock some people. They're not going to surprise me.
There's got to be at least 4 or 5 wins in that division.
Yeah.
I mean, they're terrible. I don't know what happened to New Orleans.
What happened to New Orleans? God.
I don't know.
What happened to New Orleans, dude?
You think there's any truth to the slight rumors that Drew Brees' arm is starting to get shot?
I think there could be, Micah. There could be.
I mean, what are their weapons on offense? They re-signed Mark Ingram, who really only played well in a contract year. They traded away Jimmy Graham. I mean,
Michael,
I don't get that a little.
Why did they trade away Jimmy Graham?
What's that?
Why did they trade away Jimmy Graham? For the same reasons the Eagles want to trade away Michael Kendricks?
It's got to be, right? I mean, I don't get it. I know they got a good center in return and a first-round pick.
I guess. I don't know what to say about that. I don't know everything. I pretend I do sometimes. I don't know everything.
So, I mean, if they continue that slide, Atlanta, what's your take on Matt Ryan? Where are you with him?
Matt Ryan, I don't know what my I don't know, man. Matt Ryan teases you. He's a tease. He's mm-hmm. like the girl that calls you. You're in college. She calls you on Friday night. You're out with the boys, and you're making it happen. She calls you. And she's like, all right, I had enough. Meet me over at your place. And you go there, and you guys are getting undressed and this, that, and the other, and you're fooling around, and you start to take her clothes off, and she tells you to stop. We can't do it.
I could have stayed out.
You could have stayed out. Don't tease me because I didn't ask you to come here. I didn't do this. You called me and basically said you want to go ahead and let's close the deal. Let's you and I close the deal. You called me. I didn't call you.
Matt That's Ryan puts his clothes back on in the playoffs.
Matt Ryan's a tease.
He puts his clothes back on. There's a couple other quarterbacks that are kind of in that and there's kind of some contract news with that. Tannehill got, I guess, a big deal for considering what he's done. I mean, are you...
Yeah,
are
but you, look at the deal. The deal is not real. It's not real.
It's not long-term.
It's not long-term. It's year by year almost, and they're not going to let the guy leave quite yet. So I don't really care about that deal. I know. I don't care about that. That deal's not real.
It's kind of like these are like the new wave of contract quarterback contracts where
exactly. Cam Newton is probably not going to be signed long term by the Panthers unless they give him real money because he's not. I don't think he's going to take one of these shitty deals. I wouldn't. Don't give me one of these fake deals. That's not a deal. Either you want me here or not.
Yeah, but if you're Tannehill, if you're Andy Dalton, if you're Kaepernick. You're
Absolutely.
Not really in position to say break the bank on me.
Absolutely.
A guy who is in position to say break the bank on me isn't having the bank broken on him. Russell Wilson wants more than $20 million. The Seahawks ain't getting close. They're going to tag him.
Russell Wilson think he's getting that much money?
What's that?
Why does he think he's getting that much money?
I mean, he's going to look and say, you know, 2 Super Bowls, a Super Bowl champion, and, you know... I guess. What do you think he's worth, Luther? I don't think.
I don't know. I think he. I don't know if he's getting that type of money.
Won't be from the Seahawks. Think about it. If they pay him this year and then franchise him for 2 years, I think it comes out to between 45 and 48 million. So that's an average of in the 15.
You know what, Micah? I apologize. You know what? I did the same thing one of my friends did when he argued why this one NBA player, I forgot who his name was, getting $8 million a year. And I showed him some contracts, and he said, oh, wow, I'm stuck in 1990. $8 million is a normal contract. So based on the fact that those other guys are getting 20 a year, why shouldn't Russell Wilson ask for 20 a year? My thought process on that was incredibly wrong. He should be asking for $20 million a year.
But what do you do when you don't get it? They have you. I mean, this is the NFL. You're not going anywhere. We'll just tag you.
All right, they could franchise me and give me $20 million a year.
Well, ask Walter Jones if the Seahawks are afraid to franchise somebody repeatedly.
Franchise rules have changed. And if they franchise them again, they're going to be giving them about 25. So fine, extend me for 2 years, $45 million, and I'll stay. That's basically what that is.
I don't think it's quite that much, but I know what you're saying. It didn't. And for a quarterback,
okay,
that
fine, number. 41. I'm still not unhappy.
And he's
extend me for 2 years, $41 million. I'll stay. Extend me for 2 years, $39 million. I'm staying.
You think he has any leverage to go play baseball because he's mentioned it?
He's trying to use that as leverage. He ain't using that. What is he going to do? Go to the minor league? Please. They'll have.
Wait till you see what they make, Russell.
Exactly.
They'll
have his rights when he gets back. At the same place. It's not like he's going to get more years added on and become a free towards his free agency. He'll come back at the same rate. He'll come back the same guy.
Maybe less. I mean, I think he needs to be fully aware, and I'm sure he is, of how long it takes to make money in baseball.
Oh, aware. He's just using the tools that he has right now for his little bit of leverage that he has, which is smart. It's smart.
But it's essentially none. I mean, the Seahawks control him, and it's a shame. I mean, man, the NFL—they don't screw around. But anyway, Luther, we're coming up on the end again. Any final thoughts?
No, dude, I don't have any final thoughts. So, how about we? I guess I shouldn't announce this on air.
Probably not. I don't know what it is, but if you have to ask, probably not. So anyway, look, we'll just wrap this up, and you can share your thoughts on Facebook or whatever you plan on doing. But we got to run. So anyway, that's our show for this week. I'd like to thank you, Luther Broughton. I'd like to thank all of our listeners and all of our callers and all of our guests tonight. We'll see you next week. This is Cheap Shots.
Thanks for being part of the show. Luther and Micah will be here for another edition of Cheap Shots next week. Remember to catch us live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. in the West and 7 p.m. in the East on the Voice America Sports Channel. Let's talk again soon.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.